الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Last week we spoke about one of the common threads that ties together the great people that came before us. Or maybe I should say the generations of great people that came before us. And the summary of that, for those of you who weren't present last week or those who need a reminder, is that the people before us did some amazing things. And those amazing things were not restricted to a time or a place or a civilization or a century. They occurred across centuries, across cultures, across civilizations, and each made a contribution to Islam and Deen, and each had an effort in raising the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked in detail about a few examples, and I shared this common theme, which was that all of these great people, cultures, generations who did what they did in the past were all driven by the same concerns. And that underlying concern was the benefit of the people, the greatness of Allah, the service of Deen. This is something that we have to appreciate because it has an effect on the way in which we make our decisions. The people who came before us, they had a concern. And I gave the Arabic term last week. More broadly speaking, they had a fikr. They were concerned about the community, about the ummah, about the people, about the preservation of deen. And it was that concern that allowed them to reach their heights. Whether that be, you know, the example that we gave, the conquering of Constantinople, which, you know, essentially was like a 600 or 700 year effort, beginning with the statement of Rasulullah SAW to the companions that surely you will conquer Constantinople. What a great army the army will be. What a great leader the leader will be. It started with that statement. And it crossed centuries until finally Muhammad al-Fatih, rahmatullah alayh, he was able to lead the Ottoman Empire in the conquest of Constantinople. So this was just one example, but this our history is full of them. And I tied this in last week. Now, what I want to say this week is I want to talk about the opposite. Okay? I want to talk about the opposite. What is the opposite? So if the underlying fikr of the people of the community should be that we should be a concern for the community, if the underlying fikr should be a concern for the community, then the opposite would be to have despair or criticism of the community. The opposite would be to have despair or criticism of the community. And I want to just share a statement that Rasulullah SAW made just to highlight the effects of this type of thinking. So Rasulullah SAW in a statement, which if I recall correctly, and someone can check this, it's in the book of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayh, in which Rasulullah SAW said that whoever says, listen very carefully, because this is one of the diseases of our time, whoever says that a people are ruined, he himself becomes the most ruined. Roughly, I'm translating. Whoever says that a people are ruined, he himself becomes the most ruined. Now, what does that mean? Last week, we spoke in detail about this quality of having a concern for the community and doing everything in one's ability to uplift the community, which basically requires what? It requires care, it requires effort, and it requires hope. A person has to care about the community and care about the fact that the people around need to be guided towards Deen. Well, first of all, a person, as I mentioned last week, a person has to stop caring about themselves so much, get less fixated on themselves, get less egotistical, turn away from themselves, worrying about what they wear, what they drive, what they earn, what they eat, what their kids are, right? And has to turn away from themselves and has to turn outwardly towards the community. So that's the first step. Once a person turns away from themselves and turns towards the community, now they've established a concern for the community, but then they have to take their resources and apply it towards that, like all the people that came before who were able to uplift this ummah. And then, not only do they take their resources, but they have to have hope. They can't be critical of the community. They can't say that the community is ruined, so therefore I'm not going to do anything about it. So these are the characteristics that we spoke about last week. This week, what I'm talking about is the opposite. What's not allowed? What's the goal is one. The other thing is what we have to stay away from. What we have to stay away from is ever criticizing the community of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To ever look down upon the community of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the person who does that becomes the most ruined themselves. Now you look today, what do we all say? We all sit around and say, what's going on with the Muslims? Why are the Muslims this? Why did the Muslims do that? What a sad state the Muslims are in. Oh, it's what a bad ruler that person is. What a bad people those people are. We not only do we do it in our political discourse, not only do it over tea and cookies, we do it when we go to Allah's house as part of like the greatest act of worship. We go for Hajj and then we criticize everybody except ourselves. That is the thing that is the death of a person. That's like the spiritual death of a person. Want to talk about someone who will never be able to uplift the community? That's the characteristic of failure for that person. None of the people who came before us who achieved the greatness that they achieved were critical of the community in that way. All of them saw themselves as stewards of the community of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how would they dare criticize such a community? No matter what the circumstance was, no matter what the status of the people was, they were not ever going to call the community ruined. They looked at the community and they said, this is the status of the community, but this is where it should be. And they did everything in their power to pick that community up, place it on their shoulders, and stand and rise to bring them closer to their deen, closer to their destination. And those people were able to achieve something. You know, if Muhammad al-Fatih would have looked at the community at that time and said, these people don't care about deen, they're not doing A, B, and C. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said the first three generations are good and everybody else is going to be in problems. So these people are just in problems. Nothing's going to happen. Let's just live with it. No way would have they conquered Constantinople. But he wasn't looking at the community. He was looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that the messenger of Allah delivered a message. And that message was crystal clear. And because that message was crystal clear, Allah would raise the community to achieve that because it came from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah. So that's it. There's no further discussion. There's no sitting around drinking coffee and tea and criticizing everyone. That's like the kiss of death. And so now what happens today? The Muslims, we ourselves don't have this notion of desiring to raise up like we should. You know, that flame has to be ignited within us. But instead, we find ourselves criticizing one another. We find ourselves using our time to say, this person is like this, this community is like this, this masjid is like this, this board is like this, everybody's bad, which basically does what? All it does is make us feel a little better because we knocked everybody else down. That's basically what it is. We knock everyone else down, and that makes us, with our mediocrity, feel a little bit better. But in reality, what's happening? In reality, what's happening is every time we knock someone down, we knock ourselves down further, but we don't see it. The hadith establishes it. When a person deems a community to be, you know, quote unquote, lost, we become the most lost. We have to always look positively upon the community because this is the flock of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They have that much. Once a person says, Allah is my Lord, and takes Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final messenger, they achieve a status. They have a very high status that's achieved through that. They become shielded from the tongue of another Muslim. That becomes 90% of who they are. The rest of the 10% comes and goes. That's the tawheed and shahada. That's what's sufficient to get them across the border into Jannah. So it becomes our responsibility at the least to be super careful about ever having a negative attitude towards the community. And at the most, we should be uplifting of the community and taking responsibility on our shoulders. Now what happens today? We find ourselves, and I'm speaking about myself, because I'm not, of course, supposed to be sitting here and criticizing the community. So I'm speaking about myself. We look at the circumstances, and the easy way is to think, well, everybody did this to themselves, or this is what everyone deserves, or look how backward everybody is, or what are we going to do? Look at the status. No. We're not allowed to do that. We have to move away from that. We have to reset ourselves. We have to be positive. We have to look at the fact that Allah is Allah, and He is in control. And if anything happens, it only happens because of His permission. And He is the all-powerful, and the all-knowing, and the almighty, and the all-wise. So we know that He is the one that decrees. So our complete attention is towards Him. And if we turn towards Him, of course the community will rise. And of course its difficult times will pass with time. So this is something that we have to avoid in this day and age. And it's very common. It's very common to get caught up. I mean, you know, we all live in our microcosms. If I'm living with my family, okay, that becomes sort of one microcosm. And then it's easy for me to say, well, you know, nobody's doing anything right anymore. You know, if I lived with the Sahaba, then I would have been, you know, like this and this and this. But nobody's doing anything right anymore. Look at the status of all the kids. Look at the status of all the spouses. They're all worthless. Right? So that's a very easy way to escape responsibility. If I live in the microcosm of the masjid, then, you know, it's easy to start criticizing the people who run the masjid itself, or the community, or the members of the masjid, or whatever it might be. That's the microcosm in which I exist. And that makes an easy excuse for me to turn away from myself and push my responsibilities off my shoulder and instead blame the world. Right? Or we can sit and do it talking about a country, or a region, or the global ummah, or a period of time, whatever it might be. But in any case, in any circumstance, all that happens is we shoot ourselves in the foot. And it's not me. I'm not making this up. This is just what's established from hadith. The person who says that a people are ruined becomes the most ruined himself. There's no benefit to such statement, except that the person becomes the most ruined himself. That's the only effect. Let's put it that way. That's the only effect of such a statement. We should always be positive. We should always be hopeful. We should always look at the community and recognize that there is a contribution that can be made, and we should take the community, take that responsibility on our shoulder and do the next best thing. Now, what does that mean, that everybody has to do the same thing? No. It could be as simple as interacting with one's family and having a positive attitude towards one's family. It could be as simple as interacting in the masjid and making a positive contribution in the masjid. It could be as simple as interacting in the society in which we live and making a positive contribution in the society. Every people has an up and down. Every time has an up and down. Every place has an up and down. That's history. Cultures rise and civilizations rise and fall, and people rise and fall. But the people who bring the civilizations out of their dark circumstances are the ones who look up. Not the ones who beat the community back down and say, you're worthless, so what does it matter? No. They look at where the community can be. They look at where Allah can lift a community, to what heights Allah can lift a community towards. And they aim towards that and they advance the community in that way. That is the characteristic that all of us have to instill in ourselves. And again, I'm not saying that all of us are going to be, you know, running the Ottoman Empire. Obviously not. Obviously not. We're just simple people. You know, we're here in a society, in a culture, in a time and place in which we make a contribution. But we should be positive in that contribution wherever we are. You know, it's easy to go into a workplace and work with a team and say, you guys don't know what you're doing. Nobody here knows what's going on. This place is so backwards. My boss is this, my coworkers are that. Nothing's going to come of that. That person never thrives or succeeds. The person who thrives and succeeds, it says, it doesn't matter, let's do the most and let's make the best of it. And let's try to get to the next step. That's the positive thinking that's required for any person to succeed in any circumstance. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's the type of positive attitude that's necessary to ignite and empower the people around us. If a person's constantly beating down on their kids and constantly criticizing them, the kids are never going to rise to anything. Yeah, they'll fulfill your wish. You're worthless, you're worthless, you're worthless. They'll become worthless. That's a very easy way to do it. And then we'll become worthless in the process as well, because we'll have just made ourselves even more wretched. But if a person says, look, you can do it. Here's the next step you need to do. Let's start over. Let's not worry about it. They raise up a person, Allah raises them up. Anybody who raises somebody, who gives them a hand, who lifts them up, Allah will lift them up. Whether that be a single person that's in our, you know, microcosm, or a person, or the ummah as a whole. We should be there to lift up the ummah, to rise, you know, and make the ummah be able to look forward to what the future has to bring. That's the type of attitude that needs to be present in every person who's striving towards deen. So we have two extremes, you know, which sort of balance us in the middle. The people who came before us had this idea and notion that they could achieve greatness even in the darkest of times. Not that they could achieve greatness, that the deen could be brought to its greatness even at the darkest of times. And I gave you this history maybe 5-6 weeks ago, I don't remember, where we talked about all the ups and downs that the Ottoman Empire had before they were able to conquer Constantinople. It was not like they just woke up one day, hey, Constantinople, it's ours, and it just came to them. There were circumstances where they were barely surviving and circumstances in which they appeared to be on the cusp of conquering, and then they failed and they again collapsed and they shattered and broke into pieces until eventually they had to rebuild. But the only way that rebuilding occurs is if there's a positive attitude. If tomorrow looks better than yesterday. That is something that has to be present in any person who's trying to get to the next level. So, one, we have to recognize that we have to have a fikr for people beyond us. Beyond my children and my family and my home and my car and my job. It's not about me. It's about others. So that's the goal. What's to be absolutely avoided? What's to be absolutely avoided is to become so conceited and so self-engrossed that we instead, rather than lifting a hand to anyone, we just constantly beat down everything around us. Everyone is worthless except me. You know, that's the opposite extreme. That I'm good and everything else is bad. The community's backwards, the people are backwards, the masjid is backward, the imam is backwards, the hufaz are backwards. You know, everyone is backwards. Except me. You know, me, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But I would be doing better if everybody else was doing better. That's the notion. So these are two opposite extremes. One for which we aim, the other which we need to run from. And we should constantly monitor ourselves. That within ourselves we should ignite this passion and this desire to raise up Allah's deen. And to raise up the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should sit in the company of people who are positive and who have their eye on the prize. Because that's the way Jannah is achieved. And on the opposite extreme, we should be away from negativity. We should not listen to negativity. We should not spread negativity. We should not sit in the company of the people who are negative, because all they do is bring down themselves, and we will fall with them. And those people never end up in a good place. Never end up in a good place. So this is the opposite extreme, which, you know, needs to be spoken about, not because I feel the sociologic need to speak about it, but because Rasulullah himself mentioned it in that hadith in which we started with, that the person who sees other people as ruined has only ruined himself the most. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever looking down upon any of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he always create a positive hope for us in our hearts, for our children and our families and our communities and the ummah as a whole. And may he allow that positivity to be a means and mechanism by which we can uplift each of those that have been placed in our responsibility. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ